At rejse rundt i de store naturområder i USA, der møder man naturligvis en masse amerikanere. Skal vi sige traditionelle amerikanere. Og de er, som amerikanere nu er. Noget af det, der er spændende, er selvfølgelig at møde indianerne. Indianerne, de har jo her i nyere tid fået deres reservater, og dem beskytter de meget, og de kæmper altså også for at overleve. Når man besøger områder som for eksempel Grand Canyon og Monument Valley, så kører man i det, der hedder Navajo-indianernes terræn. Og det er deres reservater, det er dem, der driver den forretning, der skal til ligesom at holde gang i alt det her. Det vil sige, at de sørger for, at vejen er i orden, de sørger for, at der er tankstationer og hoteller og moteller osv., og så sørger de ikke mindst for at fastholde deres kultur. Og jeg har været så heldig at kunne gå indenfor og tale med en ægte indianer. En indianer. Yeah, you better have to pronounce your name yourself.
Rochelle Chi.
You are a real, you're a genuine Indian. And yes. I'm just told the listeners that it is not very easy to come very close to you, but the Navajo people are very open people. And you're running a business now. You're trying to sell your handcrafts, which I think is fantastic. It's very, very nice.
Thank you.
Is that the way you are running your life?
I do a lot of things. I run the ranch. I run a cornfield, about 4 acres of cornfield. I also run my business here. We also make the hand jewelry, handmade jewelry.
That's the way you are running your life. You have to be very active to have a lot of activities. And when you're looking around here, most of it is desert. Is it possible to grow corn in this area?
I actually have a canyon in Tuba City. It's called Pasture Canyon. And that's where we grow our cornfields down there. Yeah, we grow Navajo corn, squash, zucchini, and you know, all types of vegetables down there. But those are our most popular ones that we actually have.
And then you're all speaking very good English nowadays. You're not only speaking your own native language, but do you do something in order to keep your language?
Yes, I do speak some of my language, not fluently, but I try to pass it on to my kids, my mom, my dad, their grandparents, so they teach my kids how to speak their language. Yeah.
How do you feel nowadays? I know that the past has been very, very rough for Indians. They've been fighting through the history against the white men, and there has been a lot of conflict. But it is also my impression that nowadays it's more easy, isn't it?
Yes, it is. My husband is also Irish. We have 4 kids together, and our kids are half Navajo and half Irish. So there's a little bit, you know, half and half. So we try, well, I'm trying to just move on from what happened. So, yeah.
When I'm looking at all these jewelries which you have around, there's a lot of symbols. Symbols means a lot to Indians, doesn't it?
Yes, they do. There's a lot of different symbols. There's also symbols on this paper here, but there's also symbols that we also have that we do not share with others. Except
so your own secret symbol,
yeah,
so to
yeah,
say.
Yeah.
There's a story about how the Indians took part in the Second World War. They have a secret code language,
yeah,
which was a way to communicate when you're fighting against, together with the Allies, against yeah, your enemies.
Yeah, that was the Navajo language. That's my language. We have Navajo code talkers. I think the last of our Navajo code talkers just passed away this year, so...
But they contributed very much to the finish of the Second World War,
yeah,
and of course the Japanese couldn't understand Navajo,
yeah.
And the American couldn't.
And plus we look like them too, so you know, that was a big plus to help us, you know.
I don't think you look like a Japanese, you look like an Indian, I think.
Thank you, you're the first person that actually said that. I'm always getting somebody who says I look Japanese or Chinese, and I'm like, no, I look Indian. Brown.
I think you look like a human being.
Thank you.
I think that is what it is all about, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah. Out here, they not much Navajos or, you know, different tribes, they won't let the white people in because of the past. So
you still have some sort of a conflict?
Some Indians, some tribes, they won't even let other tribes in their territory. Like Navajo, you know, we kind of try to move on, you know, yeah, you know, stuff did happen back then, and we try to move on, fast forward and everything, but there are some tribes out there that are, like, stuck on to their beliefs and just stay in the past. and they just keep it that way. So it's, they won't let people in, I think, yeah.
I think you experience that in all cultures and all nations. Yeah, people are maybe like that. But it's very nice, at least, to experience that you are very open and giving us also this opportunity to tell the listeners that things can go forward and you are not too much disturbed by the past.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying, you know, I think our ancestors would appreciate us just moving forward, blessing everything that was in our past and just walk in beauty.
Let us all do like that. I thank you very much for having this opportunity to speak to you. And I make a link on our website to your Facebook profile, because you're also moving on like that. You have a Facebook profile, so that is possible to find out where you stay. And we will, of course, write something about it and make some pictures also on the website. So thank you very much for that.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much for coming.
Tak endnu en gang til Rachelle Shee, en ægte Navajo-indianer, ikke mindst for hendes åbenhed og villighed til at delagtiggøre jer i hendes liv og syn på nutid og fremtid. Vi lægger som sagt links til Rachelles Facebook-profil på rejseradion.dk og bringer også lidt fotos fra besøget i hendes nydelige og helt moderne udseende smykkehus midt i ørkenen på Colorado-plateauet i Arizona. Turen fortsatte som tidligere nævnt mod Grand Canyon, og ved siden af naturoplevelsen, der i sig selv kan være vanskelig at gengive, var en af de tankevækkende erfaringer, i hvor høj en grad amerikanerne har iscenesat oplevelsen af den enestående kløft. Det kommer vi mere ind på i det næste indslag i rejseprogrammet. Men inden vi gør det, skal jeg også lige genslå et slag for, at I, der hører programmet, efterfølgende besøger hjemmesiden rejseradion.dk, hvor man kan se billeder og læse mere fra turen og få værdifulde links og inspiration til, måske selv at kaste sig ud i lignende eventyr. Altså rejseradion.dk.